Okay. Good morning, Your Mosai. So we have just begun discussing the Mishnah looked at Yachid Imo Ella Bifnei. After you give this get al Tanai of the Misa, they can't have any Yichud unless they're even watching, then it's not Yichud. Apil Pi Evan, Apil Pi Shimcha, Bishop Chatzin, they shall leave with Gaspar, Bishop Chatzin, as we explained. Okay, my Bosai Yamin. We're talking back to the rotations for the realm. Yossi are the reshes, but ain't on the reshes. And then we mentioned the Bryce, Tan Rabbanu, Ushi, this Yachti, Imova, Felo, Shani, Imotaka, Margo, Samita. We see that there were some Yitam between them. Either they were alone together in the dark or sleeping under the beds. Ain't function Shemus Aska Badover, Badover Acher. We don't worry about Bia. Koshishin. Sorry. Okay, so the Gemara will explain the Brisa. We'll come back to it. But basically, we have a machlokes tanoim in here. Whether if we see if there's bia between them, we're coaching for a new kiddushin or not. That informs. The Rishonim. Let's go back to the Mishnah. What's the problem with Yichud? Why lo tisyached imo elo b'fnei edim? So one answer is, well, if you assume that they're already divorced, right? Meaning this would be a case of me'ach shavu acharisa me'yolo acharisa in a case where they're already divorced. Then maybe the Shashu Kedushin, according to who would it be here? The Tanakama, sorry, the according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, okay, the Machlokas will, the Gemara will have a whole Machlokas. What possibility is then from Bo, one possibility is Shah Kedushin. Meaning Kiddushin Bia. But that would only work if you assume two things. Number one, if you assumed that the Gerushin was already Chal, you can't really have a Kiddushin if the Gerushin wasn't yet Chal. And number two, that would only work according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, who says Choshim Shem Kiddushin, because the other Manda Amar holds the Tanakh. Okay, so this works. Yeah, she's right? And we hold like see. Yehuda. And that is what most of the Rishonim mention here, right? Rashi mentions here, Tosfos mentions here, all the other Rishonim, here mention this Shas Kiddushin. The question that we brought up was what if we held otherwise? For example, what if he is but being Tanakama, what is she's in Gereshit who says there's no Shach Kedushin. So hold on, she's in Gereshit there's no Shach Kedushin. Is there a problem of Kedushin? So here says Rashi. There's nothing bad happens other than doing Aveira. This is the answer of Yichud Petunia. And Rashi, not the only one, the Ran here, Uponel Lekoros also agrees. The Ritva also agrees. A bunch of Rishonim here agree that there's an answer of Yichud Petunia. Interestingly, Tosfos doesn't really say anything about Yifu Pnuya. What is supposed to say to wrestle with Zephyr from the Edel, the future Puntress Nicha, the Pierce Mike, also the Yom Mills, the Afshi, the Zaki, the Yom Macy, Duresha. Etc. He goes through the whole thing, and he never mentions Yichud Pnuya. But he mentioned it yesterday. He never mentions Yichud Pnuya. He never mentions Yichud Pnuya. So it's hard to know exactly what, why that Tosos doesn't mention Yichud Pnuya, and it could be that Tosos thinks, interestingly, Rashi in Ksubas, who clearly takes a different approach than Rashi here, Rashi in Ksubas also doesn't mention Yichud Pnuya, although we're not sure why. It could be that they argue here about, is there an issue of Yichud Pnuya if she's Suffolk Pnuya, Suffolk my wife? Like, after all, and is there? I don't know. The guy doesn't know if he's going to die or not, right? He says, are we able to rest? Yes, you know, if in Macy, whatever exactly the case is, we'll come back to, he might die, and then he won himself for Pnuya, he might live, he won himself for they'll stay married, may have Esrim. So, is there an issue with Pnuya to suffer Pnuya? That's not a case that comes up all the time. But it could be that's the machlok here. Again, it's argument from silence. Oh, he does just didn't want to get into it. But Tosos does have, I'll say one line. Tosos in the second last line says, "Touch the reader in kind of mind, all the time more should shut down the kiddushin." Right? But he's asking another question. He says, "I'll leave around on the kiddushin kind of wow." But he says, "Oh, the Gemara is told that the reason there's something kiddushin." Sounds like the only reason is something kiddushin. Then you would say, "Well, that also sounds like it's not Yichud Pnuya. Totally something kiddushin. Doesn't mention Yichud Pnuya, and totally Gemara Taima." So it really sounds from Tosos, even though he doesn't explicitly say it, like there's no issue with Yichud Pnuya. Ah, why the Mishnah looks Yachimo? The Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, who's Toshish for Kiddushin, right? So
it's literally correct. The Gemara doesn't raise the issue of Yachimba.
What?
The Gemara doesn't explicitly say anything about that.
On the other hand, maybe the Gemara is only worried about very, very bummer issues, like is she now married and she can't marry anyone else? Yeah, so again, and then you see that the Mishnah is Bein Latanakama, with the Rashi says, Bein Lerem Yossi, maybe Tosafot would say that the Mishnah, Azil, to Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda. Maybe the Mishnah of Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda, it's totally time of the Kiddushin. There is no issue of Yichud Pnuya. And then you might be happy here in Machlokas about Yichud Pnuya. Yichud Pnuya is clearly a Rabbana. That's clearly more than then you don't discuss. Yichud of our Ratios is not so clear. Many posts can hold that is an issue of Asa. But Yichud Pnuya is clearly zero at best after the problematic incident of Amnon and Tamar. So maybe the Machlokas here, is that Rashi says, what about Suffolk, or better yet, you call it Suffolk Pnuya. I mean, Suffolk Pnuya, Suffolk worse than Pnuya. That obviously that's in Suffolk Pnuya, Suffolk by what? Which is a very rare case that would happen only here. Rashi would say it's Usher, and Tosafot would say it's Mater, because Suffolk Drabanan, like Kula, Rashi. Say even when a hunger is removed, even though the guy might die, and he might not die, and even when the hope is now transgressing a lot, right? So the Chazak and the Sodi all die, and nonetheless, when they were good, they were good, they were good, yes, sir. Which would apply even Makam Safi. That's the Chiddush of Rashi, and maybe here that there's a Chash, even the Makam Safi. Okay, we explained last time. The Israel Yichud Pnuya, how is that solved by the presence of a Evan or Shifra that we already discussed? Okay.
You know, with the Rabbi Dunkirk there, the other way, like, why didn't Rashi run the whole Yad Yotam?
No, because let's go on for a moment. What about this is if you would rest on prayer and you hold a virtue of the power?
What if the open is not a comma? What if it's a case where,
let's say, with B, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Ashes is called Barabbas.
Even Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara will explain, he's so much about that. Right? Let's say it's Rabbi Yehuda, right? How about, let's say Rabbi Yehuda, this Sabar, she'ein on the Gureshes, ad Samach Lamisa. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? The Gemara will explain. She's the Ashes called Barabbas. Until he dies, she's totally married. Say, it wouldn't be the marriage. Ridiculous. That's two Mishnahs ago, one Mishnah ago, wherever it was, that says you can't get Lachmusa. Say, no, according to Yehuda, it is Bit Omer, Kit Omer. What's his name? Of the Gemara, 1 second. Me'in Shani Ba'olam. Me'in Shani Ba'olam, the last moment of my life. According to Rabbi Yehuda, she's the voice of the last moment. So meanwhile, she's totally Ishus Ish. So look over. Meanwhile, she is totally Ishus Ish.
There's no Kedushin.
Then it can't be some Shash Kedushin because she's not divorced till the moment before he dies. So obviously, there's no problem of Shash of that he's going to die. They're still married. There's something already married to, and there's no problem. They're still married. So what's according to Rabbi Yehuda? And L'chora Rabbi Yehuda's in our Mishnah. So it's hard to say that the Mishnah. It's hard to say that the Mishnah's not taking into account the sheep of Rabbi Yehuda. After all, the very next line is, my boso yamin Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So it's hard to say the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, or at least it's kind of like the world would have to find out this question and say. So here, Rashi avoided the whole problem. Rashi says it's not relevant. Right? Why is Rashi saying it's not relevant? Because Rashi says the Reish of our Mishnah, the Sefer of our Mishnah, are two different physical cases, right? That's the other word over there. Rashi was mostly shown in, right? What did we do? Reisha, Sefer, what did he actually say? Rashi says, the Reisha, he actually says, may Hayom and Macy. And the Seifa, he says, may Ace, Shani Ba'olam. So in the Reisha, clearly not right up. The Reisha is not even dealing with the case of where she's not yet divorced. So Rashi just doesn't have to discuss that. Tosfos both here being Tom of the Rock, right? What he said for you being Tom of the Rock and others, in Tom and Rock. And others say no. May I go? May see it's all the same case. It's all the same case. So the according to Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda is irrelevant to the Reish of the Mishnah, but Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi only, and we'll see a few other Tanakh only arguments that Reish and Gol. The Reish said, "May you don't see." There's nothing to talk about. So let's be Rashi. Rashi says that's irrelevant because there is no shita of Migureshes Sarok Lamisa if he said. So Rashi doesn't have to deal with this. He says in the Reisha, the case of Reisha Yomasi, there's only one Shita. And then he deals with it. Tosfos and most Rishonim say no. Reisha and the Sefer are the same case. And it's about both. So what about the other Rishonim? So Tosfos and most of the Rishonim, they say, hold on a second. The Reisha is also about Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and all the other. Tanar Mason's Machlokes, the Kapalhava, meaning some of Misa, is it a Mafreya, is it a Suffolk, what it is. So, what's the problem? Why loads of Japanese work from it? Sounds like you're going to admit loads of Siafi and Mo, and the first two answers don't work. And that's why the answer to Rabbanon of Get Yashan You can't divorce your wife with an old get. What's the classic case of get yashan? The classic case of get yashan is wife between writing and giving. Nothing to do with our case. He wrote the get, he was in the act with his wife, and he gave her the get. There's really nothing wrong with that. There's really nothing wrong with that. He was in the act, even if whether there's bia, whether there wasn't, that was a shafti, but there's always bia. Okay, he wrote the get. So then he slept with his wife. And then he decided to give her the get. You know, and the Rishonim assume it's like he wrote the get and he was thinking about it. So he slept with his wife and eventually he decided to worship and gave her the get. There shouldn't really be any problem with that. However, in five words, what's the reason of an exer against get yachan?
Because there is a child that will
be Shema Yawruf, Gita Kodan Livna, because it could look bad. Because really, he slept with his wife before they were
divorced.
But it can look like if people look at the get, they'll think she was divorced. But many years later, they'll think she was divorced at the time of Ksivas HaGet. Look, there's a lot of technicalities in terms of how do you write the date on the get? How does that shtim with the sugya that Zion was on the get? We're not going to get into it. But let's just take the very simple case. He wrote, you know, January on the get. And then he didn't give her the get till October. And meanwhile, he slept with her. So everything's kosher to Yasher. But someday, when his kid grows up, people look at the mother's get and say, hey, you're illegitimate. You were born out of wedlock. Because you were born after your parents were divorced. And they'll discriminate against his kid. And therefore, to avoid those rumors, they made a gzeira that you can't use a get Yasher. Okay, you know, again, we're really getting into the analogy to see there. You can imagine once it's written, right? But
it's not like you can avoid this get yashan with the modern music.
That's the
put as modern.
But you put as modern, you already wrote it. Like, you put as modern when you write it. Like, if a scribe knows how to write put as modern, shaftasmina, there are people who know how to write. So it's not so much. Okay. Lemaisa, that's it. Yachon says Tosos, and the Ran, the Rashba, the Ramban, the whole Rash Ramban, that there's a shash and get Yachon here because people think she was divorced for the time that really she's not divorced until the moment before he dies. Or any kids he has are, meanwhile, are totally legitimate. But someone might someday look and say, hey, this child is conceived after divorce, and it'll look bad. Yeah, it doesn't make her a momser. It doesn't make the kid a momser. The kid born out of wedlock is not a momser. Only kid born to UAY is a momser, but it still makes up a god. It still makes it hard for him to get a shidduch. So, you know, even though there's a halachic prohibition, it makes it hard for him to get a shidduch. And therefore, the get yachan applies. So what do they say? They say it is get yachan. Okay, and... Yeah,
sorry. Marmadon talks about whether we know that there's bia in the yichud. I assume we're supposed to have to say that it was yichud plus, you know, there's bia. We're even with sabia.
No, the issue of yashan is even through yichud, just because we're afraid. I mean, it's not such a crazy fear. I mean,
but okay, the Mishnah said, well, we've got bia, you know, we're worried about.
Yeah, but in the Mishnah of get yashan, it also says, Ezel get yashan, toshin yinis yachi imam yashan tashma. Get yashan also, yichud alone is a chashti get yashan. After all, yichud is a chashti bia. Keep in mind, particularly, we're a yichud of a man and woman who are currently married to each other. That's a pretty heightened chashti bia. You know, even if you say, you know, sometimes you have, you know, some kids who are not such experts in halacha, they might go in yichud with a girl, but that doesn't mean there's bia. So you're husband and wife bringing yichud together. It's reasonable to do that. You know, that's normal life. So you understand why there goes.
How does that fit with the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda is worried about this?
No, it's not Rabbi Yehuda's worried about it, it's Rabbi Yossi for Rabbi Yehuda. Different person. It wouldn't fit, at least according to the other Rishon. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if he's worried about people that's not.
Why isn't anyone worried about Beetle Hatnai if he's Misyachi with her? Because you just invented that idea and it doesn't say it anywhere in Shas.
I mean, they're similar.
Yeah, I understand. You're basing yourself on the Rambam and some of that we're about to see, etc. But it's not a fair question. You can't look at the Rambam and look at some Achronim and say, how come all the Rishonim didn't say this? It's not a fair question. And nowhere says in Shas that if there's a Yifud, that's a bittul of anything. And some things in Shas that may or may not be close to it, but it certainly never says that may be possible to interpret that one, but it certainly never says it.
That's the question.
Okay. Anyway, Kitzer, get Yasha. Here they bring an interesting machlokes. What does Rashi say here? Rashi says, get Yasha is not shy of Yasha. Your Rashi also knows, apparently, even in his days, the rumors of get Yasha were floating around. And Rashi says in the Gemara, the Incan time get Yoshan Shikar Masru Lakodum Akin. Ella time Kiddushan Allah Matsutanos again. The Chashir is not get Yoshan. Why? Because we get what we're being given. The classic get Yoshan is between Siva and Nesina. Here we're really talking about a case of after Nesina. So this is not, says Rashi, this is not a case of get Yosh. What will all of the other Rishonim say? This is definitely not like the classic case of get Yoshan, because get Yoshan to Siva Nesina, and here it's after Nesina. Mm-hmm. And here the Tosos doesn't ask this question on himself, although I assume that's because the answer is Pashut. And the Ramban gives the answer, makes this chiluk more explicitly. And he says, he doesn't ask it from this angle, but that comes out of what he says. He says that if it would be a tzayin l'mafreya, there'd be no chashket yashan. That's what Rashi, right? Rashi's talking, remember, Rashi says here, the chalos l'mafreya. If the chalos l'mafreya, there'd be no chashket yashan, because she is already divorced. I mean, you think about it. He said, me'ayom and me'si, and it's chal l'mafreya. So we learn it. If he lives, it's not a get yashan, because she's not divorced at all. It's not a get at all, so it's no problem get yashan. And if he dies, she's divorced l'mafreya from the moment he gave the get. And if he had yichud afterwards, that was just yichud period. It's not get yashan, it's not yichud before the get. It's yichud after they're totally divorced, right? But how do the wife get divorced? And then finally, they should yichud period again. You know, go in a hotel room together. That's not get yashan. Get yashan is only when the get is finished. But what does he say about the Gemara later on, which then translates right here? He says, but if it's a tzadik kind of lahava, and that's called get yashan. Get yashan doesn't mean to see the nesina. Get yashan means between siva and halosaget. And therefore, since we're dealing here according to Shita Bar Yehuda, that it's called song of lamisa, any yichud before it's al is a get yashan. Meaning, what do they hold? What's the assumption is that get yashan equals yichud bein siva. Any yichud to exceed that halos haget becomes a get yashan. Even afilo achar nesina, even though the Mishnah says, and that's lost in the Mishnah. Kol shi siachni mama achar shakasla. After he wrote it. After he wrote until when? Obviously not until they die. Meanwhile, they can marry five other people, etc. Means until the halos haget. Who disagrees with this explicitly? The Ravid. The Ramban here quotes the Ravid. There's a case later on, right? The Gemara later on says, if a guy gives his wife a get to say, this is a get if I leave for 30 days. So the wife says, I don't like all your business trips. He says, well, you know what? If I ever stay away for 30 days, this is your get. He says, and we're not chosheish for get yashan if there's no yichud. Implying that if there was yichud, there would be get yashan. Isn't it after Ksiva? Even if it isn't after Ksiva, says no problem. But this is not a time of affair. Says, when if I go away for 30 days, you forget. So we talk all together. There's still an answer to get yashan. But the Ravid there disagrees. Arrive at Pirshav Shamasul Yad Shlisha. Well, not on law and lachosh to get Yashan.
and he doesn't bring up the Vedic in the Gemara later on. The Ravid says no. When is there a get Yachshon? Only if it's before the Nesina. How is it before the Nesina in that case later on? Ah, he gave it to a Shliach and said, give this to my wife if I ever go any more than 30 days. Then there's no Nesina. He gives it to Shliach Allah. There's no Nesina. There's no Shliach Allah. He gives it to her. But if he gave it to her, then there'd be no Shash get Yachshon. The Ravid disagrees. This is against the Ravid. Basically, all the Rishonim say get Yachshon here against the Ravid. The Ravid can't say get Yachshon here. All the Rishonim are against the Ravid. The Ravid says no. Get Yachshon equals Yichud Ben Ksiva Menesina. Aval Achar Menesina Eino get Yachshon Afilo and Lochal. I get a dying Mishon tonight. Right? Even if. There's some tonight that prevents you from being foul. It's not a get Yashan after the Sina. And that is, you know, that's what the words of Rashi here say. The words of Rashi here say, in Kantam get Yashan Shkar must rule out Kodal in case they're already in the Sina. You know, you don't know how that's meant. But if you take Rashi's words here, Dafka, and be like, there's no get Yashan after Mesira. Again, we don't know because Rashi's not dealing with that tonight in Kantam. He just doesn't think that's in the Risha. But this would be the literal reading of Rashi here. All the Rishonim assume, Rambam and Rashi assume Rashi means like that. This is, who she does this? Tosfos. Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran, basically all the baby drashas that are Ramban here, together with Tosfos, assume that get Yashan and Shaya, even after the Nesina, the right of this reason, maybe Rashi will also disagree. It's hard to know how to be the Dayak, because it's just pro rewind Rashi. Like maybe Rashi means, pardon me, it was already Moser and it was Sal. And, you know, but maybe he just said he was Moser. And then maybe he will like Rashi, but we don't know. Don't assume that way. Maybe he'll like the Ravid, the Rishonim. Don't assume that way. Anyway, here's the focus. When does get Yachshon apply? Let me just mention one strange thing. The Rashi in Tsubos is different than Rashi here. Okay, why is Rashi in Tsubos interpreted different than Rashi here? We're not sure. You know, it's clearly different. Rashi in Tsubos says the problem is getting Yachshon, which Dafne says is not the issue here. Right? Dafne, in Gimel and Beis, says not getting Yachshon here. And brings up every other possibility. And Davka in Ksubos, he says it is a problem of get Yashan. It's not 100% clear, you know, what Nikuda is arguing on, what that Rashi and Ksubos means. And I don't want to build anything Rashi and Ksubos because Rashi and Ksubos doesn't specify whether it's a case of Gershon Mehayom or whether it's a case of Gershon Samachonisa. Which would make him saying two different things. Rishonim mostly assume that Rashi and Tsubos just interpreted the relationship between Rishon and Faith of, like the other Rishonim, and said, the Rishon is also the same Lashon as Seifa, and decided to pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, that it was only Chalsam Kumisa, and therefore he's just like all the other Rishonim here, that he just argued what's the case. The case was not a case of Machreya, the case is a case of Chalsam Kumisa, and therefore it's a problem to get Yashan like all the Rishonim against the Ravid. It's not clear to me. That's all the Rishonim seem to say. You just look at Rashi's Lashon Ksubis. He says, Lotus Yachidimo, Sechens Gitnu Shchim Rashi Kazmos or Get Lish or Menashe Meshi Get Lama Freya. Sounds like not Lama Freya from the moment before he dies. That would be Lama Freya from today, in which case Rashi would be a very radical Shita. And there's nothing that Rishonim understand him. They don't want to be so radical, but he agrees, the Pesach of the Mishnah, that it's Chal today, but he still thinks there's an Isser get Yashan, not only after the Nesina, even after the Halos, which would be very, very radical, because no one's going to say two people are divorced 10 years later, they meet and go to a hotel room, that that's an Isser get Yashan. So Rashi that would be expanding it, that get Yashan applies, even if the divorce is already Chal, as long as we don't know that the divorce is Chal yet, right? Meaning, it's not employing Muslim afraid. Obviously, 10 years later, it's not get Yashan. That's just Yitzhak Pnuya slash shot, depending which time you all like. But maybe, you know, I'm a little reluctant. All the Rishonim assume, you know, basically, what did Rashi mean? Rashi means subos. What did he mean? That at least the Rishonim that I've seen assume that he meant the case was Gerushin Lima Freya Ni Sha'achas Samach Lamisa, meaning not Samach Lamisa. He used the word Lima Freya, Uke Rabbi Yehuda, Uke Perush Shar Rishonim Be'inyan Hayachas Bein Resha Be'Seifa V'Nas Nisen, in which case, he's exactly like Tosfos, right? I think the simple shot would be that he's very radical. He says the word Lamar Freya. He meant he's regression to Lamar Freya, but Lamar Freya from the second he dies, he should have said something. Let me say that one. He regressed Lamar Freya from today. But no, maybe the case was the regressions. Lima Freya me ayom, and a radical halachos is what he says here. Even after the seer, even after the halachos, there is still an isra of get yashan. Again, that's a big finish. I admit.
That's all.
Right, but that's just quoting the lashon of Mishnah. But again, it can't mean that 10 years later. It's get yasha. It can't be. No one's going to say, well, man and woman get divorced. They move to different countries. 10 years later, they go to a hotel room together. That's to get yasha. So you have to draw the line someplace, which is tricky. And chiddush in get yasha. That applies even after Carlos Gerish. Okay, again, I don't know if I should really be so bold, but that's what I think the shot is in Rashi Ksubas, that he's radically different and saying there's a get yosh done, even though they're already divorced La Freya, which would be a tremendous finish, then it would be a third shita. Maybe Rashi and Ksubos would say that he could. Now again, I don't want to say forever. One second, nothing. I don't want to say forever. That's too crazy. Bank Siva let beer below second. Afilo and Iglainosa Ninis Darisha Lemafreya. Okay, that would be a possible third sheet, a very forward sheet to get you up on a main sheet to get you up on is Yitbud, Bank Siva, and the Halos again. In a normal case, that's Yitbud Bein Siva Lusika. In a get, Al Tanai, with the Tanai, is that it's Chal later. So Yitbud between the Siva and the Tanai, the Raivin has a more makeable version. He says it's only Yitbud Bein Siva Lusika. Once there's a Lusika, the notice of getting Yashan. Maybe Rashi Suva is the very macro version. No, even if the get was already Chal Lamafreya. But since you don't know that it's Chal Lamafreya, it's still a Xera of get Yashan. But again, I'm not promising that.
Isn't the whole concept of get yoshin is that we're worried that rumors are going to start? So is was it well known when people made Tanayim? Because you just see someone giving over get, you don't know. Do people know the specifics such that like Tosfos Ramban are confident enough to say that, oh, people are going to see Nasina, they'll think that there's Tanayim attached and then
no, I don't know. Think there's no people see he gave it again in January. They'll say, hold on, we've fed him out. This kid was born after they were divorced. They won't realize that he gave her the get in January, but it wasn't meant to be chal until the moment before he dies. Right? I don't know, but that's exactly what shocks people just think. They see him give the get. That's when there's a gosh, yeah, gosh. Now,
so they say that you then have to give it down to one of the results of that application.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let's just maybe leave Rashi Ksubas aside because, you know, the Rishonim do not seem to go that way. But just before we leave the other Rishonim, we'll go on to the Rambam. There's an interesting question. What's the issue of the Machlokas between the Ravid and the other Rishonim? What's the issue? Now, of course, what would the Ravid have to do with our Sukkah? if Yashkan doesn't apply it to the Sina, why there is a Yikon here? Or you have to see the Rashi that in the Risha, it's Migresha Falafrey, and there is no case. But moreover, you would have to, the Ravid would have to explain the Mishnah like Rashi here. Doesn't mean that Rashi explained the Mishnah here because he held that debate. Maybe he didn't explain the Mishnah here because that was like both college. Okay, what's the sort of the machlokes between the Ravid and the other Rishonim in Get Yashkan? The Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't say very much like that. It just says Get Yashkan is a chashd of Gittin Kavod Lavna, and then there's two Rishonim in the Gemara. If someone does divorce, you're not allowed to use Get Yashkan. Someone does divorce to Get Yashkan. Should the woman be married, or lechatchila does she have to receive another get? And almost everyone passed in, it's like the grammatical version there, that once you divorce the get yashan, it's okay. Just not happy, you shouldn't divorce the get yashan. So what's the machlokes between the Ravid and Tosfos, who we're showing here? Space. Again, here is Din. Yet Yashan, here is Tosfos, the Ode, who say, Yipud, Din, Siva, Lachamos, I get, Afilu, Achar, Sina, and the Ravid says, only Yipud, Din, Siva, Lachamos. Once the Sina was done, there's no more Isser of Get Yachdan, which again is above the tech. Literal words of Rashi in the base. That after Masira, there's no Get Yashan. If maybe or not, that's what he means. What are they arguing about? Of course, you could say, which is what the Rav never brought up in the Havamina, that they're doing practically, you know, how they think rumor spread. You know, are we worried that the, this gets into a lot of the din of the date of a get. But basically, will the rumor spread because people remember the time of the Sina, or will the rumor spread because people remember? No, one second, let me take that back. Either way, people will think, what's the problem? People think the get is given when it was written. So, Ora, if you're being very practical, then there shouldn't be a machlokes. If you're being very practical, then you can say, like Tosfos Moshe Shonim against the Ravid. Hey, if there's Yichud after the Nesina, there could be Bia, she could get pregnant, and that would be a problem. If you're purely practical, then the Ravid doesn't make any sense. What's shot in the Ravid, says the Rav, Shem, the Ravid is that how are they attacking? It's an interesting question. How are they attacking this issue? Right? Lo. Poter Adam Ishtam get Yashan is Beishama. He doesn't hold this issue. Beisel Osir. You can't be Poter as Ishtam get Yashan. So, said the Rav, the Ravid story is it's been in the get. It's in the get. There's a problem. Isser, he says, perhaps even a psul lechatzila, right? To lishon usul gemar, how lechatzila? You can't use the get. You that she divorced, or lechatzila, she can't rely on this get and needs another get. Just if she already got remarried, then it is okay. But it's a psul lechatzila in the get. And there he says, the psul is only in the nesina of the get. A psul is only shaykh in the nesina of the get. You can't possibly the get. Once I already gave it, and we're just waiting for the Tanai to come.
Yeah, So,
what's the analysis? Again, it can't be a practical machlokes. Keep in mind, they both agree that everyone will think she's divorced from the time of Ksiva. Let's assume when there it's written on it, the date was written, so everyone looked when it was written and think that she was divorced. So it's a problem if she gets pregnant after the Ksiva. Or it's a problem if she gets pregnant after the Ksiva anytime. Who cares? Before the Nesina, after the Nesina, anytime she gets pregnant, it is a problem. So what the Rav says, the Rav actually has two analyses here. Then the Rav, that maybe the Ravid says no. It is the Takana. Was a psul. Was a psul like a chila in the get, and a psul gets on shayach at the time of Nesina. Once I already gave the get, you can't passel the get anymore. So shayach, rak. The Shas Nesina. Meaning, if I give this get and there was no yichud after ksiva, it's a kosher get. If I give the get and there was yichud after ksiva Nesina, that makes it a possible get for kachila, and therefore I can't give it. Once I already gave it to her, so even though practically it can be a problem, but it's too late to possibly get it. Even though practically it couldn't lead to yichud, but if not, if I sleep with her between the Nesina and the Kiyama Tanayim, like in our case, you know, if she's not really divorced from Tanakh Misa and he sleeps with her in between, then how can she do that pregnant and it'll look like the Kibbutz on Shemit? But nonetheless, it can't be within their Takana because you can't possibly get once it was already given. And what it's supposed to say, because see, there's Tosos and the other Shemit have a radically different version of Get Yosha. Says maybe the Takana was not a psul in the get, but an iser gichud. So the Rav says they might be arguing about the fundamental nature of the Takana of Get Yashan. On the one hand, it talks about, you know, Kolter other position of Get Yashan, will be Hillel Oser. Okay, if you just copy and paste, the Oser could be Kolter to Get Yashan. Sounds like it's psul in the get, psul in the get. But maybe not. After all, since we paskin that once you get the get, she's married, that's not like any other. There's no other get in the set that's given. There are different levels. There's a get that's bought a legamri, worthless, and there's a get that's psul, but if she already remarried, then she can stay remarried. But we paskin, like the lashon, that once she receives the get, she's free to remarry. She doesn't have to worry at all. She doesn't have to be nervous at all. There's no psul in the get like that. Set is getting said the wrong. Maybe this is the machlokest. Is it really psul in the get like achilah, but a unique new kind of psul that just means you shouldn't divorce her? Once she's divorced, it's lamahadran 100%. Or do you say no? It's not really psul in the get at all. It's just an iser. You can't have yitbud in a time which might lead to gita kodim of na, and that's why I can't divorce my. If I write the get and then mishiach with my wife, then I have to write her another get to avoid the Isser being misyachi with her after Sivas again. So if there's a yikud, then it lasts then until Chol Saget, when it will be replaced by the Isser Yikud. If it is a psul get, then maybe it only applies as fun. If I write the get, until I give the get, there's an Isser get yosha. After the get is called, there's an Isser Yikud Punya. Between given for the get, and the tonight being fulfilled and the garrison being filed, no problem with yichud. Why? It's not a practical thing, it's just technically. She's not a figure, she's my wife, and there's no soul in the get, and there's no such thing as after yichud with my wife. Okay, that is that is one analysis of the Rav. The Rav suggests it could be another analysis as well. The Rav has two deos here. And this is a... Correct. If he really means that exactly, then for sure that would work if it was Isser Yichud. Right? It says it's Isser Yichud works for the get, but then he says, oh, Gishlomer, he says you couldn't analyze it in a different way. This is an interesting kahira about Yashan. You could say, no, it's for sure it's all the get. The Mishnah sounds like Poter Odom, Osher Lift or other Sister Get Yasha. Well, it's still funny. But it's still Psol Neget. They have a fascinating locus here. Can you Because it's a psul chal neget after nesiba. And a psul chal neget after the nesiba. So they both agree. What's it saying? A psul can only be chal in the get until nesiba. That's the right bit. All kosos and the other Rishon would say no. That even after I gave her the get, I could still have a psul in that get. I'm still going to be pulled out in the get yot, but I'm still doing a problem of divorcing with the psul get until the tanayis tal, until the time of halos, which in our case is 1 hour, 1 moment before I die, or whatever the case is, right? If I say this is your get when I ever go away for 30 days, so I can still psul that get until it is tal. So the question here is that perhaps, after the get me yom meisi li pasel la'achar la'achar nisi naso. Why? Because the tanai is mekayim the chalos gerushin, because it's not really gerushin until the tanai is niskayim. So what does it say? It says the psul. Psul can be chal until shas kiyom hatanai, because the tanai makes the gerushin. And here you might have something that you're going to have to come back to it time and again. This is a very fascinating question about the nature of tanai. How does tanai work? Is it that when I do something called tanai, I'm doing it? We mentioned this once or twice, right? And then there's a separate thing called tanai. Or no? I'm doing it when the tanai is fulfilled. If I say, for example, I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you land in the transport. You fight a war. Is it that I've given you land in the transport? And then there's another fellow called the Sinai, which affects it. Or is that no? I've done anything until you fight a war. Is a Tanai the basis of the Chalos, or the Tanai Nosa Akrisi, as we put it once in the Gemara? You know, maybe that would be what lies behind this. Right? So the Tanai Nosa Akrisi. Once I've done it, I've done it. And therefore, too late for Psalm to be Chal, and technically it falls between the cracks and there's no assert. Maybe would say, until you fill the Tanai, you haven't done anything. And therefore, I'm not really divorcing you when I hand you the get. I'm really divorcing you when I fulfill the Tanai. I'm still in the middle of giving you the get, and I can still passel it through Yichud. Okay, so there are two different ways of analyzing it. One having to do with the nature of the takan of get yoshan, one having to do perhaps with the nature of a kalos ultimate.
Was get yoshan a common thing? Because all the examples that we give in Mishnah is after 30 days, and what's the likelihood that a man isn't going to be mislepid with his wife at that point?
I don't know, that's that question. Well, says, what's likely you won't move that this one? And says, okay, you have to make certain you can. You're right. It does ask that question. Okay, let's go on now.
I would start with me, if according to the Rambam, if you can't write the Tanai in the star, so then the star is not made on the Gerushin.
Okay, that might have something to do with that Tanai being most increasing, right? In which case, it's not a problem being made on the Gerushin. All right, let's come back to that. Okay, Rabosa, let's go to the Rambam now. The Rambam is very mysterious now, right? The Rambam is very mysterious. What does the Rambam say? If you look at the Rambam here, what did the English books say here? I assume he says, per tes halach yutes and halach gerushin. What does the Rambam say here? He says, shavachol edu ha-tanayim, kol yom shum sin is the get achi yom, so he's kind of tanay. I read the Resh of Koldaver. He passed the line from Yehuda. Resh of Koldaver. Okay. But he can't do Yehuda. It's not clear what the Rambam means. Okay, that'll become clearer. Kamal should be argued, like we explained. Okay, so the Rambam basically said, I'm passing like Rambam Yehuda. That she's, sorry, not like Rambam Yehuda. Sorry, like Rambam or Nirad. She's been Resh of Koldaver. I apologize. But no Yichud, like we explained. Okay, where did he explain? It's very clear where he explained. In Perkas Halacha Beis, Perkas Halacha Aleph, he introduces, I wouldn't say introduces, there are two kinds of Tanai. Some remind me of the two kinds of Tanai. There's Im and Me'ash, right? Me'achshav means it's chal now, the prayer of the Tzai is fulfilled. It means it's chal only when the Tzai is fulfilled. Okay, and then he explains all the nachmanis between them. Like, for example, if I'm a garter, I can make achshav if I don't come home in 12 months, even if meanwhile the husband dies, or meanwhile the get torn up, or whatever, or meanwhile the husband says, I'm about to get, it doesn't matter, it's all divorce, the prayer. If he says, I'm a garter, if I don't come back for 12 months, that means when I don't come back for 12 months, and then it's only gone to life at the end of 12 months. Get is intact at the end of 12 months. And the husband hasn't changed his mind at the end of 12 months, etc. Okay. Then the Rambam says, "Berkas halacha beis." We'll read it. Kol megarish al tnai, bein shomer me'achshav, bein shomer in yevin lo yeh. Whether he says, "I want it to be chal now retroactively," or "I want it to be chal later," harizel lo yisyachri mishum b'mosh l'shkayim tnai. Did this yif until this night? It's shot in our gemara. It's based on our mission. Our mission is what's the tnai. She mentions the concept get tnai in her test. But really, there's no reason it should be only the specific Tanai. So he mentions it also in the context of Tanai in general, her test. That's the main place he brings out our Mishnah. And he says, any Tanai, after you give the get, there's no yichud until the Tanai is fulfilled. Elam, if they aid, unless there's an aid, and we cease quoting our Mishnah, because he said, people ever feel shivcha, cook me shivcha, so open a in a bulging shams with me. Okay, he brings out our Mishnah, he adds one detail. That if she is a very young child, also she's not embarrassed. And that's like Rishipta. But Dover Yitua, and then he ends. But what he has he not told us yet, either in Paratess or Paratess? Why? Which is, well, we should argue that. You know, it's no Hiddish say that you shouldn't do Yitua, that's a mission. So why? He says, well, Dover Yitua, it's known. She in this Yachin Imam of Nation Edom, she in this Yachin in front of Edom. Right, two simultaneous Edom, afilo niskayim hatanai charkach, even though the tanai was niskayim afterwards, hareze suffik migureshes. She is suffik migureshes. She is, the irishin is doubtful. Shema ba'ala u'batal aget, which is yisbar v'alachzei. Maybe there's a bia and the get is batal, like I'll explain these halachos. And here it gets a little tricky. Because the Rambam I just read to you,
not the one
Rambam here
that Morgan gave us.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that you know what Dirsa the Rambam on the Bar Ilan had.
There's the Lachar in here.
Yes, the Dirsa in this Rambam. I don't know. I mean, the Frankel says it. You can tell the Rambam what Dirsa asked. Says if there was Yichud, even the time was this time afterwards. Sounds like the issue is only Yichud before came to time. In the manuscripts. And the Frankel and and some of the printings, it says in the Skyim, even after the Tanai, if there's Yifud, she is suffering Gresheth because maybe there's Be'ilah and the Get is Batel, like I will explain later. Okay, this Rambam is exceedingly mysterious. Because first of all, there should have been Gersos, even though all the Kisveyad have one Gersa. And we're not sure exactly what he means. Like, why is Bittel Haget, right? No one brought up Bittel Haget so far. They brought up Isra Yukutunia. That's not what Rambam was talking about here. Maybe he holds it applies sometimes, maybe he doesn't. He's not talking about it here. Hey, Get Yashan, Rambam is not bringing up here at all. And clearly, he's saying the only serious thing is talking about Gresham, right? Meaning, you get the match, get rid of it. That is nothing to get Yashin, nothing to get Yashin. So, what exactly does the Rambam mean here is very unclear. Okay, I'm sure there's many pages about that.
It's only I have to use it from.
What? And you must not know. but fine, meanwhile, could you help me with my. What?
Yes,
this is a classic. Maybe the Rambam was so hard, I'm just was afraid to deal
with it. Maybe this is the Rambam that caused people to be baffled again.
Okay, so hold, let's hold on just a second. I'm sure Rav Nachman has a lot to say about it, right? Yes. But we have to see how it comes together. So part of this is going to be what the Gersa is. Is it even? He's never said it's even. Even the Zion is coming afterwards, but sounds like he's only talking about Yichud before the Zion is coming.
Or does he mean even after the fact of this time? So that is that's the harder one, but it's all the Kisveyad have that. And the Meiri here has it. Right? Rav Nachman assumes that's the right Gersa. Yes.
Doesn't mean it like you just read it.
He reads it even after the Tanya is kind. I mean, he reads it the same. Okay. Oh, you know, I didn't pay attention in 3 seconds. I looked at it. Meaning not afilu nisiachnima afilu achzun tzayim atzman, but afilu but im nisiachnima they stay aided ke echad. Then afilu achzun tzayim atzman, he reads the suffix migureshes. Okay, that would make it a little.
It's not so critical.
Then that would make the girsa not so critical. Okay. Ooh, that's a good. That's a very very good hara. Okay. So let's just. Maybe we'll go through. What did Nachum say? He says that even though the original Gersh and the Kisveyad is Afil Achshon Shtayim Atznai, that's not modifying when the Yichud is. No, the Yichud is after Kiyim Atznai, that's not what I was talking about. That's Yichud. That has nothing to do with that. It's just Yichud of people who are divorced or now in Siyah. That's a different age. He says if there's Yichud, then even after they're retiring the Tznai, it doesn't happen until Yisrael. In which case, the two Gersh are the same. Fine, I'll go through Nachum. So what did the Rambam say? The Rambam says, "Suffik migreshes." I'm pretty sure that the Meiri understood it. Not that way.
People who understood it were the other way, but they're wrong.
Oh, okay, I'm saying.
So all those close to the Rambam, like the Meiri, misunderstood until Rav Nachum came.
Close to the Rambam, the Meiri. Was not a sort of historical sort close to the Rambam. He just felt in his heart close to the Rambam, right? That doesn't necessarily mean he knows how to likes the Rambam better than the Rambam. Whatever, we're not going to get into it. There was one person who actually has two tshuvas about this, or a better Rambam, Shutz and Kofang Zion are dealing with this Rambam. He's not explaining svaras. He just tries to say what the day is. That's a little disappointing. But there's a lot of different opinions as to how well he understood the Rambam as well. But we're not getting into that now. Okay. What did the Rambam say? Says the Rambam, it's Davar Yadua, that if there's Yichud in front of two Eidim, then if there's Yichud in front of two Eidim Ke'echad, even after Kiyam HaTanai, meaning maybe it means, and then there was Kiyam HaTanai, it's suffik migreshes because maybe there's a bia and the get was bottled. Sounds like what's a suffik? Suffik is whether there's bia, right? There's yichud. If there is bia, the get is bottled. If there's not bia, get is not bottled. So it's a suffik whether or not there's bia that is mevatel the get. Kamoshi is bar ba'alachos eidim. Like will be explained further on in Kofas Girish. He's down Perek Kes. So he basically has from Perek Kes through. Perek Yud Gimel, Pelchus Gerushin, that somehow he's supposed to explain that later on. So what did the Rambam say? He said that it's a Bombay Bittul HaGet and something Gereshes, and the suffix seems to be not a suffix in Din, but a suffix in Metzius. Maybe there's a Bia, and maybe not. And if there's a Bia, because Bia is tantamount to Bittul HaGet. And the question is, what did the Rambam mean?
Dog's not the only one that says Bittul HaGet. Plus the sweet said it else.
Where? He says, Lo Tzakar Elenu Shemayavo Alal Bias Bittul HaGet V'Teit Shrif HaGet Sheni Ilozo. Ulakama, the Parakazore, Pligi, Shama, Yisel, and Garshis, and Lonnie, and Pundaki, and Machikol, and Besol, and Get Shani, Yafish, and Gets, and Eno Gomer, and Acharmisa, came into Arm, Yom, and Mason, and Afrey, and Kona, and Eno Pocher, and Bia, and Shasav, and Acharmika, and Hilkach, and Yom, and Lats, and Get Shani. Okay. This is a very good horror. Oh, 1 second. What did he mean by Bittul HaGet? That's the question. What is this Kalos called Bittul HaGet? So, how does the Magen Mishnah understand him?
Shema chazer uba olol l'shem kiddusha v'nimtza shisofek megureshes. Shema get arishon nisbatel keshechazer v'kiddusha.
Utsricha get ah. He wants a suffix bitl a get. He doesn't mean bitl a get. Like we think when we first read the words. Ah, there's some problem with chepta shall get that he's mevatel it.
Bitl a get means bitl tzotzas a get.
How are you mevatel the result of the get? By doing a new kiddusha. Maybe there's a new kiddushin which is mevatel the totsah of the get, meaning our gemara on the base. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, afkot shen mishom kiddushin, which is based on it. It's like actually weird. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda is good enough. You could possibly like it. It's not close to none. But that seems to correspond to base Hillel in the Mishnah later on that they analyze here of the guy who divorces like and slept with him in the room. So then it makes sense you would pass that way. So the Magen Mishnah and the Magen Mishnah and the Beis Yosef and many others understand the Rambam's Bitl Haget means new Kiddushin. Give me a second. And I think that's also what the Tosfos Rid understood. If you open your Gemara and Gimel and Beis, read the Tosfos Rid, look at the Tosfos Rid. You're right. You use the Lashon Bitl Haget like the Rambam. Maybe he got it from the Rambam. We don't know. But in any case, let's see what he says. I'm reading it slowly. Perish lotus yachni moel be eden shema yavo alam. Maybe they'll be via the gesbatel get, and the get will be botly treifa get changed. And you know the get will be ilozo because of this via. Okay, what does he mean? What does the Tosfos Rid mean by bitla get? Let's read on. What does he mean by bitla get? Alakamid perkazore plei veshamis holding garshish of lani mohudiki, because this is the machlokes later on about the ex husband and ex wife who sleep in a hotel room. Umatzvle veshol get changed. Veshol requires another get for her. The Abisha gets, why? Because it's a new Kiddushin. That's clearly. Garishish of Lonnie Mohan, it's still a new Kiddushin. Meaning, he used the phrase Bitl Get, but by Bitl Get, he means Bitl Totsas Get by a new Kiddushin, which then requires Get Shane. And he's very clear. He says, and how could you say that there's a new Kiddushin here? The Abisha gets it, you know, Gomer El Achar Misa. After all, she's not divorced till he dies. How could he do a new Kiddushin if he hasn't divorced her yet? Says no, came in the army mehayom and macy. Since he said mehayom and macy, lemafreya who kona. That the garrison is lemafreya. If the garrison is lemafreya, and then he sleeps with her, he can have a new kedushin. The ain't no poter biyosh asubal achmikan. And this garrison, which is lemafreya, cannot divorce the new kedushin biya he did afterwards. Hilton yavala tree, so man, it gets changed. He needs another get. The Tosfos Rid is pretty clear. He used the phrase bitl get, but he doesn't mean classic bitl get. He means bitl totsah get al yudei kiddushin bian. And maybe if the Tosfos Rid can mean that, maybe the rabbi can mean that. So give me 1 second. Basically, and then I'll tell you one derech in the Rambam, which is this is the way the Rid uses the phrase bitl haget. Right? Which again, doesn't prove anything in the Rambam. Tosfos Rid is not classically trying to encourage the Rambam. It's if it was a ghost of Munil or something, then you'd say, ah, clearly this is he's teaching the Rambam. Okay, the Tosfos Rid is not really trying to teach the Rambam, but it is a precedent. Said the Magen Mishnah and the Beis Yosef and others. And others, what do they say? They say it means a new Kiddushei Bia. How is that called bittul get? It's a bittul of the tots of the get. It's not a bittul of the actual get. It's a bittul of the tots of the get. They don't say this, but that's obvious. You know, they don't bother to explain this. But that's always been mean, a bittul of the tots of the get. I admit that's a non-standard usage of the word bittul of get. Okay, but maybe good enough, those read good enough for the Rambam.
Why can't we just say Rambam's talking about get yuck?
Because get yashan is kafir b'yevet, but we also look at filah. Here is something with reshes, meaning b'yevet, right? Meaning, if she married another man, her kids would be suffering from zero, right? That's much more serious than get yashan. The Rambam is very explicit, but people look at get yashan, just don't divorce me get yashan. Once you divorce, it's totally fine.
The Rambam brings together and get time, get
this amount. So give me a second. Correct.
When you can do them, when you have those conditions from somebody else during the tshuva, you say that that's something that you didn't want to do from the person. So why don't you say here that when you boil the tshuva, it means that he doesn't want to get.
Okay, give me a second.
Give me a second. Okay. Joel keeps pushing this agenda, while I'm still getting there. He says, what do you mean? If it's Bia, isn't that obvious Bittel Haget just because he's saying he doesn't want to get anymore? And I'm saying the reason it's not so Pashta is because, first I said the reason it's not so Pashta because he didn't say this explicitly in Shas, but I'm saying it's because it didn't get Yasha. He wrote her get and then was Boaz. And yet, everyone agrees there's no D'oraisa problem. There's no B'di Evan problem. He wrote it again and then was Boaz. Everyone agrees. If he divorces her with the get and she remarries, she's okay. We don't make any trouble for her. Right? At the very least, maybe even if she doesn't remarry yet, she can remarry. At the very least, if she does remarry, don't make trouble. It's only a Shashta Pativa. So we see that if a man writes a get, according to the Rambam, and then says, I'm a batal, and it's batal. But if a man writes a get and sleeps with his wife, it's not batal. Okay, so let us. This is one derech in the Rambam is that bittul aget means one derech in the Rambam is that bittul aget means a new kiddush. Obviously, what's a little dachuk about this is that it's not what we usually mean bittul aget. But the advantage of this is he says kemoshe yis. The advantage of this is kemoshe, and in which case, then you could take. Because they got to be like me. He said, attack it, even if the Yichud was after everything was all over and done with. So, I don't know, new Kiddushin. Give me a second. The advantage of this, I think, is that the Rambam says, Kimochi Yisba'er Bahalachos Eid. Where is it Yisba'er Bahalachos Eid? Meaning, what's Yisba'er Bahalachos Eid? An actual bittul of the get or a shash of new Kiddushin? So, it's not clear. You have to read through all the rest of the halachos, but. The thing that's like in when the Rambam says in Perek Yod Halacha Yud Zayin Megarish Yisro Blonim Mo Pundiki, his lashon is very similar. Yud Ches Nisyachni Ma Bifnei Edim Vushi Shnei Edim Keechad, very similar lashon two Edim Keechad Im Haysem Garesh has been in Yisuin Choshen Lashem and Nivela where in Choshes there might have been Bia etc. Think of two to get me something very sophic Megareshes. The only suffix Megureshes of Bia in the rest of Hilchos Girshin, the only suffix Megureshes of Bia is a case of a new Kedushin. Garish Dishdom Lani Mo Pundiki. And he even used the same word of Fade and Ke'echad. Like the what?
Sorry. I read the suffix Kudeshes, meaning the only case where she ends up with a suffix status, apologize. The only case of a suffix status is Megarshish of Lodim Rupundiki is a Shashman new Kedushin. We don't really find anywhere in the rest of those Gershin that Yichud leads to a suffix. So if he says Kamoshi Yisbar, the simple shot is, you know, maybe Kamoshi Yisbar is, only you can never tell. Maybe Kamoshi Yisbar means suffix after this Kamoshi Yisbar, but that definitely has a has something attractive about it.
Why don't you just clarify with the nine what you meant? That knocks out is not Edis too.
When you clarify what he meant, he slept with her afterwards. We don't know if he meant to do new condition or not.
Did you need to intend for that to be conditioned? We're kind of black out.
So the answer is we don't believe him. If we're conscious for it, we don't believe him if he says that. So maybe it means a new condition. Bia, and in that case, the Moshe this Ba'er equals Makaman. Yud Yonchitz, which has a lot of similar language, the Shnei Edim to Echad and the Safik, I understand, there is something Mekudeshes, here is something Yoreshes. That would be the Kemoshi, the Kemoshi is fire. It's a new Kedushin. If it's a new Kedushin, then the Achronim are just worried. Hold on a second. How could it be a new Kedushin? Let's go back to Tosos Tzurin Tzara. If it's a case, again, maybe or maybe not the Rambam, even they sleep together after Kiyama Tzmai. Maybe not. Let's say it's something before Kiyama Tzmai. He says, whether it's Almanas or whether it's Mdia and Yogloyas, what the problem? What's the downside? Okay, it's a little dochuk in the Lush of Bittel Aget and something Migureshes. She's not really something Migureshes. Really, Migureshes is something Migureshes. Also, what's the question? Nicha. Shach
Bitnai Dimi Akshav Lamafreya. Right? If the Kiddushu, if the Girish with Lamafreya, right? Meaning I divorce her today, be Chal Lamafreya from now, if something happens. If I sleep with her again, then she was divorced retroactively. Now she was divorced retroactively, I could be Mekadosh her again. That's Nicha. But Bitnai the Emilia, Mikan Ulahaba, Ink Chashki Dushin, Ink Lonis Garshami Menu and Dying. Right? That's basically all safe and everyone's hash. That the Rabbi says this is whether it's a time of my prayer or it's not Mikan Ulahaba. Now, hold on a second. Whether it's a time of a prayer, whether it's a time of kind of lahaba, if it's a time of a prayer, she's already divorced. What else I pray, she's divorced. But I sleep with her again, I'm going to have her again. Okay? But if it's a time of kind of lahaba, I say to her, you're divorced when I stay away for 30 days. Even though I sleep with her meanwhile, there's no justification. It wasn't divorced yet. It wasn't divorced yet. The divorce is come later and it takes care of everything. So this is what bothered all of the Achronim. This is what bothered all the Achronim who took this approach. And to the point where the Beis Yosef, the Beis Shmuel quotes from the Marashach, the Beis Yosef quotes in the Marashach, that Mashakos Badar Yaduat Sarah Lakai Al Tnai Im, El Al Tnai Al Manas, Me Beis Yosef Lakasakach. He says, you know what? This Rambam part about pitfall again is only if it's not prayer. Then there can be an Kiddushin. If it's not my prayer, there's no problem. So what are the answers? The answers are the Marashach quoted in the Bishmuel, who says the Chash Kiddushin is only in a Tnai. The Me'achshav, the low, the Tnai, the Emiya, which is a big Kiddush, because the Rama starts with, Kolom Garshal Tnai, Bein Sha'ar Me'achshav, Bein Sha'ar Me'emiya. No, yeah. But this part is not going on both cases anymore. Or the other option, basically, you'll see, you said something very radical here, that we're going to have to said the Beis Yosef, it must be that the Rama holds that even at night in Gia, Logia is really calling up right now. Lashon here, as Lashon was, the Gambit tonight to Im Shayach Lamemar to Miyad Chayel Gita. Because after all, the Raman writes, even at night in Gia, Logia, if she marries someone else before Kim at night, she can stay with them. Call up right now. That goes against the whole idea. There are two kinds of tonight. One that's a very well done. This is the Kiddush. I want to come back to this at much greater length soon. But says Beis Yosef, it's a big Kiddush, right? Rambach Savar, the Gam Tnai, the Emyeya, Kal Miyad Limafreya. This is a very, very big finish, because the whole point is that the two kinds of sign, one is Lamafreya and one is not. Lamafreya, basically both of these are big finish. Yosef, Kajet, both kinds of sign are called Lamafreya, even though they're not lost to the Rambam. The Rambam said, we'll see if he's right about something soon enough. Hamagarish al Tanai, what did he say? Shamagarish al Tanai, Kishi is kind about tonight, Tiamagureshis, Bishashi is kind, Lo Bishas Nasinas Aget Liyada. If you say in Yim Lo Yia, Kish and he's kind of a get him aggressive because she's kind of low shas the sins again. That and then he says, but if he says me achshav, then that's different to you. Garish for shas the sins again. Liyada. Okay, now we're saying either way, the aggressive not brand new for you. So either way, these are a little dachuk. The according to the Marashach, the Rambam starts to say both kind of time, but by the end he doesn't need it anymore. But basically, he's being a big kiddush in tonight. Might be true, might not be true, but it's still a big kiddush. The other sort of duck of things about this read of the Rambam are it's not smooth in the lashon of bottle again suffic migureshes, because he really should have said suffic migureshes. He should have said suffic mikudeshes, like he said later on part of Yod. And the language of Batel again, even the Tosfos Rish didn't mind using it this way, is an inexact. It's not like the Gemara said Batel again, so he had to go up with Gemara and do it and do the best he could. The Gemara didn't say Batel again anywhere. He chose that one. Why would he choose an inexact washdown? I admit it is a little, what's sort of the downside? These answers are somewhat dog, and it doesn't fit the washdown so well. And as Adi pointed out, in the Pirush Mishnayos, now you never know if the Mishnah Torah is going to be in the Pirush Mishnayos, right? Especially if they're already talking slightly different. In the Pirush Mishnayos here, he says, because it's clearly a little different. In the Pirush Mishnayos here, he says that it is batel. In the Mishnah Torah, he says it's a sopik. But in the Pirush Mishnayos, he says, you know what? If he gets a give the get all tonight, or get to pal achar zman. Let's say he says this, your get after 30 days. Then, if he sleeps in the meanwhile, it's batel. The get achar zman, we didn't see this together, but a drama is very, very clear for our test that it's not chalal all to late. Nothing to late. So we see from here that the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos thinks it's not going to be a new condition. Even if I give a get, I tell her, here's your get, you're regressing after 30 days. And I sleep with her, meanwhile, it's a problem. Clearly not a new condition. That's for sure. She's not divorced now. I said she's not divorced till 30 days. So there it seems to be a mom before a get. So the Rambam could be different than the Pirush Mishnayos. Could have changed the mind. But it's a little dachuk that these answers are both kedushim, that the language of bitul get and solving the rest is not matuyek, and that it's different than the Pirush Mishnayos, which is not necessarily the end of the world. Maybe he had said the same exact thing, just added a hezber of Pirush Mishnayos every one of it. He's talking about different things, especially the steer between bottle and suffix, then it could be changed his mind. What's the other option in the Rambam? The other option in the Rambam is also many I quote. I quoted here from the Taurus Kitten. Who's the Taurus Kitten? The Nicetus. The Nesivus here in the Taurus Gittin and others, the Bach basically also takes this approach, and many others. The Taurus Gittin, the Ode, they say, no, what does the Taurus Gittin say? He starts with, he says, very nice, I know, I read the Beis Yosef, I read the Beis Shmuel, I read everyone, meaning this is the Taurus Gittin. The Taurus Gittin wrote both on the order of the second and on Shulchan Aruch. This is the Taurus Gittin there in Shulchan Aruch. It says, obviously, I read what was written until now on this sin. But they're all wrong. That's not what the Rambam says. Right, when everyone asks this question of how is there Shash of New Kedushin in a Tanayi Ben Yiyah, she's not divorced. How do you have New Kedushin before she's divorced? So he says, it's not kashuk. The Rambam never wrote a kashash kedushin. He says, "Bitel." If it's not a kashash new kedushin, why do you need two edim watching together? So maybe you have to mechadesh that. That bitel haget is only valid if it was done in front of two edim watching together. Not in battle for one edim now, but one edim tomorrow. Okay, maybe bitel haget also is a darshim erba. And means Ados Lakiyam Adar. So crazy. Okay, you have to get into the Sugya and Daf Lamed Gimel of what if he was Batel, not in front of a Beis Din, but yes, at least in front of two people. that's the Taurus Gittin. Others, he says, Mamash, you have to get Bitla Get, meaning Bia is an implicit Bitla Get. If you would say, I am here by Mevatel my get, that would be batel, right? So normally, you know, if I buy her chocolate on Valentine's Day, that's not implicit bitul get. Okay, more, sir, I just want to give her chocolate. But there are some things that cross the line, and bia is a stira to divorce. Bia is, as we discussed, it is, it is the act which most encapsulates marriage and represents marriage. Well, therefore, bia is a stira to a get and is mevatel to get.
So, yes.
Sure, because those are formal ritual acts, which maybe I was just doing a meaningless act. Bia is an actual mitzvah. So I'm not convinced. But I'm not sure. Suspend the
it's that the way what sometimes worries for this and sometimes worries for Gedush enough to say that it's not contributed to Gedush. This is enough to count.
No. Let me go back there first. Let me come back. One second. Is an implicit bittul haget. Okay, it's implicit bittul haget. That's the Torah skin. And or at least Kedusha Shalom and Levia, perhaps. Okay. And after all, the Rambam originally thought it was the Raisa. Okay. The Rav takes this approach also, although he throws in a Knech, which we'll get to in a moment. There are two problems with, okay, what are the problems with this era? And then it would fit very, very nicely with Perish Mishayis. Again, Perish Mishayis brings in a third case, not a Tanai of Im, not a Tanai of the Achshav, a Get Lachar Zman. They say, right, all right, the Gresh is waiting up for Shul Shemino. If I sleep with a Ramin law, that's a problem. Literally, not a Shashim and Dushin. Oh, of course, lots of up to 30 days. But it's a bit of a, I said I wanted to work there for 30 days. By slithers and shave on it. Okay, so it's an implicit bittul haget. What is the, and the advantages of the washer is very nice. Washer something to rest, it's a bit of a get. What are the, you know, what are the downsides? What are the disadvantages of this shot? Number one, the commotious butter is a little funny. Kemoshi's bar, meaning we'd like to find someplace later on where he says that Bia is a bitul haget, right? Or Yifud is a bitul haget or something like we'd like to have some Kemoshi's bar later on in the Rambam. Now, you know, you could look through all the Rambam, maybe you'd find something that no one else found, but there's no obvious candidates for the Kemoshi's bar. Like, there's no Rambam later on who says that a bia is a bittul of the get. You know, I just some of the candidates that are sort of a little similar are there's test when he coaches them up piece when we say, well, maybe if he was misyakid with her instead of working up if I leave for 30 days. He's misyakid, meanwhile, they made up and he was about to look at, but it doesn't say anything about bia there, it just says. Maybe they made up and were about to look at. That seems to be a totally different kind of shash. Like, not an implicit anything. So that doesn't seem so relevant. The only candidate, I guess, would be Perek Tes Halacha Chav Hei, Nisyached before Ksiva. What does that mean? Commanded the sofer, the agent, to write and find the get, and then had Yichud. Between Tzivoy Habal and the Ksiva. And then he says they can't write it. And it's even inoget, it's vade inoget. They can't write it, it's vade inoget if there was yifut. But of course, that proves that this is nothing to do with bia. If the psul was bia, it would be suffic, because we don't know if it was bia or not. Right? The psul here is the yifut per se. And then he mentions ours. Even if a get that he already gave her is in yifut, is a psul, because maybe you'd boel halachomer over here, and he gives it inoget. So this is a very difficult one to seem to find with you about. If the suffix get, if you definitely have to give it to her, Kabbalah here, it's ain't okay, it's bada in that. Back you make Kabbalah, suffix bada, not a get. But also, this case, Yichud before Ksiva, does not seem to be most sabu. I think the main reason is because there he says, im. Hasun sonu action is yachni ma'ino get. It's not a get for yichud. Not a get for yichud. It means the yichud makes it down. Not the bia. Obviously, if the bia made it down again, it would be suffer. You don't know if it was bia. So it doesn't, and like, there's no obvious candidate of the Kemoshi's bar. The Kemoshi's bar is very tragic. Yes.
Are there any examples of implicit bittul and ARL? If I write Haray on a Kadesh at the Tabalzu, and I didn't say cancel the existence.
The only example of implicit, the only example of implicit bits would be the Rama Per Tesla Kopei,
if he's misyachi with her after telling the sofer before anything was written, then it's not a get. Then it's not a get. What's the case here? He tells them, write, sign, and give her the get, and then is misyachi with her. That's not a get. That's not a get. But it's not exactly the same, especially there he says, ain't no get. And here he says, something gets shema ba. Here he says, ain't no get ba. So it's, maybe you can sort of stick that in, but it's not, the obvious can't be kumoshi spara. One of the more typical questions, you have a kumoshi spara?
Yeah, first kumoshi spara too. I think test a lot of tests. Good idea.
Test.
Yeah.
Shema, but there's nothing about bia there.
Well, that's what pias
means. Pias means bia. Okay, that's a finish. The Ram notes the sea ball if he wants. Anyway, it's not obvious what the candidate is, but what are the more substantive problems? The more substantive problems are two. A. What's the problem? What's one problem? Get yashan. Get yashan. There's a chash bia. Shem yomer kita kol mivna. We're worried about getting pregnant. Then obviously there's a chash bia. There's a chash bia, and it's chashim bia. That happened here. A chash bia. Why isn't there pitul getting to get yashan? Why isn't there pitul getting to get yashan? Right between siva and nesina, there's no pitul get. All there is a chash of rumors about illegitimacy of children, which only the chastina. There's clearly no chash. The get was bottle, and what do you mean? You get to go the whole get would be bottle. Wouldn't just be the chastina. So why is there no chash bittul get by get yashan? If there's a chash bittul get by bia before kiyum atznai.
Well, because it was one that's given, one wasn't given.
So why is bia not an implicit bittul haget by get yashan, where we know there's perfectly kosher b'di'evid? So, ora, the answer, look, ora, well, maybe you give one or two answers, although, sure, I understand the rose answer. The answer all they're going to give is get yashan, he slept with her after Ksiva, and they gave her the get. By giving her the get, it showed that he didn't need to be a batel the get, because he gave it to her. He was a batel the get, why would he have given it to her? But over here, you're ready to be a get. It's just that's not. He didn't do anything to pull it's not. Right? Like maybe it's felt important naturally or just in the course of a normal lifestyle. If it's just after he gave it to her and he was boiled her, and then the sign was fulfilled, he didn't do anything afterwards to show that the bia is not before that. So maybe what you have to say is this, that they get yashan because bia being siva l'nesina.
What if he gave it to us from the end?
Then they're going to write. What if gave it to a shaliach and then was bold being siva l'nesina? Then it would be a chakra rice, a bit like that.
Correct.
Being siva l'nesina, which is a mishnah mouth. Bia being siva nesina, nisgust only gale, the low niskave, the vatel haget. But if you have bia being nesina, lick on those lip. Lickio hatnai, then ein shongiloi shalom is coming levadel haget. Dafka get yoshan and nafimina is, this is a mishamela, that a get yoshan al yidei shliach is possible to raise something. Get yoshan al yidei shliach is something to be gracious, we don't raise up, because if you didn't do an action afterwards, you can gala in your das, then it's a shash of bittul again. Again, the finish here is that we don't assume he changed his mind. It was Rabbah to get. And then Zina decided to divorce her anyway. Okay, maybe because it's Kashrus, and Rabbah to get, he wouldn't have given it to her to be Mashiach. That's the answer to all the Akronim again. The other question here is
just the opposite of Beis Yosef's question. Hold on a second. In a Tanayev in that makes sense. But in a Tanayev be Akshav, which is Kalama Freya, right? If he says Ayom, the Rambam writes explicitly, Perikessel of Aleph. Im Amar Lahari Migreshes me Akshav, right? Rambam says, Bain me Akshav, Bain this. Bain im Yiya. Lefikap in Yachal of Batel Haget Mishay Gil and Gel Yadav. He kept me Batel together from the scene. It says Kalama Freya. Kalama Freya. It's related to me Batel. Tanayim me Akshav. Can't be mevatel after the Nesina. Even Bithel Befebrush. Even if he says, Hare gets a bottle, it doesn't work. Why? Because he said, Me'akshav, it's Chalma Freya. If the Tanayi fulfilled, it's Chalma Freya, then he can't be bottle. So if even explicit Bithel doesn't work, Kolshkin implicit Bithel should not be a problem. That is the big kasha that. That everyone asks if you take this derech in the Rambam, and Torah Tzidkin himself gives the answer that we put on the board to the first question. He doesn't really ask this second question, strangely. So the Rambam answers this is that somehow what you have to say is. Before you get to the rough set, the implicit bithel is more powerful than explicit. That's going to be big chiddush. Implicit bithel is more powerful. Explicitly, if I say, this is your get, make achshav, if I stay away for 30 days. Even if I say, I change my mind, I'm about to get, doesn't help. As soon as I go away for 30 days, she's divorced. But if I have an implicit bithel of sleeping with her, then that's more powerful. Then, even though it's really Chalma Freya, the implicit bithel is more powerful than the explicit bithel. That is a big fish. Why? It's not just an implicit bithel. Yeah, actions speak louder than words. Especially, it's not just an implicit bithel. It's a mice ishus, right? Meaning, bia is not just an implicit bithel. It's a mice ishus. A mice ishus is more powerful than a bithel yet. It's still a big fish. The way the Rav says it is not. He said, you've not been bottle yet. A bit will be bottle yet. You can't be bottle yet. You said manish. You're not being bottle yet. You're being mevatel the connection to the sign that you get. By doing this, my isha, you're saying there must be ishas and that tnai must not count anymore. And that you're basically taking away the power of the sign to trigger the get retract. Okay, I'm not trying to understand this smart. Why should this take away the power of the tznai to trigger the get retroactively? But I hear what the Rav said. It's not my kasha on the Rav. Kasha on the Rama. Basically, it's very difficult. You have to say actions speak louder than words. Even though she divorced from Freya al tznai, and you can't be batul get, but actions that speak louder than words. But if it's retroactive, how can the actions be batul it? The answer is obviously they're not batul that retroactively. They keep it from happening retroactively because they disable the trigger. If I say to get his batel, I can't be batel yet. But a ma'isa ishus disables the trigger that works retroactively. As the Rav says, it's the batel, the connection to the sign of the get. It disconnects the trigger. And a ma'isa ishus disconnects the trigger, and therefore it's never called retroactive. That is a tremendous, that's a tremendous stitch, right? That's a tremendous stitch. I guess you could also just be, you know, bizarro marashah and say, this part of the Rambam didn't mean me'aksha. You know, which is, you know, just mirror image bar shah, which as the man would have said, probably if you find the right, no, find the right page in the center. Someone will say it, you know.
Which one?
That clearly shows that in a time in, there's no bits over yet. There is Nisun, which is completely view.
No. That's be of someone else. Where's be of someone else that we bother to get? Be of someone else in the time yet. Be of the husband is not to get. Okay, so what are you going to have to say? I have no idea who says this, but you could say, you know, like the Maharshach, but that's also very dochah.
that this shash pitla get myri rock bit nine bit emgeya the low bit nine the meacha, or you can see what the rub says, which is that actually speak louder than words. Bia is a maisa isha, is more powerful than bitul haget. And what is bitul haget? I can't be bottled get because the get's already halam afreya. But I'm not trying to be bottled get. I'm just trying to create a reality ishas that has more power. Okay, might he doesn't use the word maisa isha. So what's the maisa isha is other the bitul haget the yesh. The kocho, not being vatel get that's already chal. Levatel hakoa shel hatnai lahochel haget lamafreya. Okay, even though she's working lamafreya, but you need the trigger to trigger lamafreya, and you can move vatel that power of the trigger through a mice ishtas. The mice ishtas sort of bottom line, you're still married. If we're still married, how can that be? It must be that the time won't trigger anymore. That's a tremendous
question. What stops you extrapolating that to another mindset like I asked before? Like he gets out one knee, gives her a diamond. We all associate that with issues.
Yes, but that's just saying that's not a fact. That's just telling you his das. His das that he wants to be married. But that's not saying that's not a reality.
Because he's giving over. He's giving over.
Yes, but that doesn't mean they're married. That's when they want to be married. The different than Keth Mishara. The Keth Mishara way of saying you want to be married, Bia is actually being married. Hachner Eloni is 90.
Normally when we say, when we get rid of the Tanai, the night is time. So, I don't know how you're...
Hey, Nakanami, it's a big fish. It's a big fish. I love it when it's a big
fish.
Right? I also don't understand it properly. Okay, I agree with you. I really don't understand that. You know, the rub obviously meant something. Maybe I'm sure you could have done a better job explaining it. But I don't fully understand. And says that it's bitul haget. Says it's bitul haget. What? No, doesn't it say it's new kedusha? No, then obviously it's your test. Yeah, but it's because he says new confusion. That Pashuk won't be as far as you do tests. I'm just saying, if it's real big one, yeah, then it's trickier. Okay, why
can't similar if you do it in the same way?
He goes to the Beis Yosef for it. It's similar to Beis Yosef.
And because it's not hard for the Kibyon Vacha, the Kitsu of Emta, so we give after the Sot Kibyon, the Kibyon can't be Chal because she's already in to have somebody else. It's the fact that she's in to have somebody else to prevent him. The denial from being calm. The fact that she's named Elder Lovanta and it didn't mind me.
No, but that's only for the time of me and not the time of the action.
The time of the action, this is the birthday.
Okay. How local am I? Bottom line, I find the rug very, very hard to understand. It's Mamash, the time of the action. I really don't see how you can be Mevatalit. I really don't see how you can be Mevatalit. I just thought that maybe you could have your cake and eat it too, with a very non-Lundish shot in the Rambam, which to say he starts out with whether it's of Me'aksha or it's Naive and Yilom, meaning whether it's Girish of prayer, whether it's Girish of Abba, either way it's a problem, Moshe is fire. What's the ikker of Kamoshi is fire? What's the real Kamoshi is fire? If you go to Perek Yud Halacha Yud Tes, what's the main point there? The main point there is, one second. Harizu b'cheskas l'shem kiddushin ba lo l'shem tzos. The ein adam also be loso be ilos tzos. She ain also be loso be ishto be ilos tzos. Ishto meaning even the next one. Obviously, if people are married, we have no option to be ilos tzos. One once had a marital relationship, but there's a panzaka, you know, most be also stuff. Maybe the point of the rabbi's commotion is bar that you know also be also be also stuff. So there's two ways of understanding what it means that he was boiled.
He was Boel in the midst of some very, very complex legal structure of Gerushin. Right? Whatever it was. There are two ways psychologically. Who cares about the legalities of the way the Tanai works? But let's first look at what he's thinking. There are two ways of understanding the psychology. One is that the divorce is whatever it is, but he's happy to, you know, have a little, you know, get a, you know, to, he's happy to dally around and have a one-night stand. You know, it's basically a good excuse for a one-night stand that they're in the midst of a divorce process so he can take advantage. Or it's that he's really changing his mind and wants to be married to her. That's a psychological question. That's not a legal question. Not a lawful question. Not a legal question. And then that's Moshe's bar is your Zion, when a man is divorced / divorcing his wife, when there is some sort of marital relationship, or for that matter, when they got married, or there is some suffix in the marriage, when they got divorced, some suffix in the divorce, they're totally divorced. Whenever there's some context of relation between them, there's a chazaka v'vadai. If we saw Bia, the Rambam says v'vadai, the v'vadai chazaka that he doesn't mean nos, he means ishus. He means ishus by this Bia. That's the Kamushi's bar. And then I'm not sure that you have to pick one of these two possibilities. He means ishus, and that means two things. A, if they're already divorced, he wants to be remarried. B, if they're not yet divorced, he doesn't want to get divorced because he wants ishus. The assumption is that einam also be loss of be lost nos, meaning, okay, the pshat of the Rambam is, this Akira, I can tell with that piece, it's not because someone's so strong that he doesn't want to do it be nos. It's that, you know, this is the big machlokas, you know, Moshe Feinstein and Rav Henkin, you know, what if people aren't from? Do we say in also be lost be lost nos? You know, one thing to make for anyway. So if they're always doing to keep cards at the time. So if we say, no, Aiden must be lost, must not, and our hand can say, yes. It's not because you're so strong that you don't want to do the lessons. It's because when you're in a relationship with someone, he admits that sometimes people do stuff. No, but if you're in a relationship with someone, you want to have a relationship. You don't want to have you don't want to have stuff. So meaning, Bia is a way of someone expressing that they want a permanent relationship with someone. That permanent, if that's a psychological insight, it's not that any of those people are looking at someone had kavana for kiddush. Like, and then will construct their intentions, kavana for kiddush, because they have the psychological insight is not that people want to halos this or halos that. Psychological insight is that when someone sleeps with a woman in the context of a relationship, the assumption is they want to be married to her, not to just have a one-night stand. We'll construct that assumption in different ways, but it makes sense. Like, the psychological observation is not about a halos kedushin. You know, the post will assume enonos will be less nos, even people who aren't such experts at halacha. I want to be married to her. Then I'm scabbing to whatever is necessary to be married to. So if I'm already, if it's the Lema Preya, then I'm doing a new Kedusha. And if I'm not yet divorced from her, if that's not even Lahava, then I'm being Vatal again because I want to be married to her. The point is, the insight is that when someone's Boel, it shows wants to be married to someone, then maybe it includes both of them. And include both of them, then maybe we understand why. Okay, so the Rambam used Lashon Bitla Get, even though he meant to do Kiddushin, because he also meant to Bitla Get. He also meant a Bitla Get. The Rambam could be talking about Bitla Get and also talking about a new Kiddushin, and that's not a stira, because the point isn't Kemoshi Yisbar, there's such thing as Kiddushin Bia, that we knew. The point isn't Kemoshi Yisbar, Hein Hein Edi Yifan, Hein Hein Edi Bia. The point is, Kemoshi Yisbar, that Hein Hein Edi Bia, Hein Hein Edi. And therefore, that is two nachminas. So, nirlami is daiti. If you really want to make the Rambam read smoothly without too many chidushim, maybe you could say that the yisod is kemoshe is ba'er equals ein adam oseh the ilaso the ilas nos. Again, give me a second. Now he's too prone. He doesn't want to do that. But that when a man sleeps, or someone that's not just a mitzvah of ishus in some ideal world, the assumption is he wants ishus, right? That equals he wants to be married to her. What does that translate? What that means is that could includes both kiddushim bia. If the tanai was l'mafreya and betel haget, if the tanai was the kind of wahava, because the tzad hashav is a psychological insight that bia doesn't mean he just wants the pleasure of maisa bia. Bia means he wants to be married to her. And maybe we don't have to pick one side of the Rambam, and then, it's obvious that this answers all the questions, because it just is a very general observation, and Rav Nachman is being very similar to Rashi, and we'll come back to him. But maybe the Rambam just meant the insight of what he's feeling, what he's thinking, how he's relating to the woman when he does bia, and that insight could include more than one type of bittul haget, and more than one type of suffering regression. And then, of course, the Rambam's lashon is going to be, he might use the lashon of one side, but he means it for both sides. And to get his bottle, why would he call the new condition bittul haget? Well, sometimes bittul haget, sometimes new condition. So that will suffice.
I was not sick about the model, questioning whether it's in the.
The Rambam would say, our Gemara was the new condition, our Gemara was talking about when the get was l'mafreya. And therefore, that Gemara was talking about when it was l'mafreya. But likewise, the same Shita would say that, if the Hirsham is not a lahava, it would be a bit like it. Which is why the Rambam, because the Hirsham Shnai is throwing a bit like it. It's the same thing, the same Shita that said, the same Beis Hillel who said that, the same Beis Hillel who says that, the bia is a new kiddushin if you're divorced, would be the same Beis Hillel would say that the bia is a bit lugged if you're not get divorced.
But how do they
don't you get that to the same situation? You have to deal with psychological interpretation. So if you have to deal with the question of how do you do the lapel of weapon, that's the lapreya.
No, you can't. In the lapreya, it's a kiddushin bia. Only in the Rukhana Muhammad, it's a good one. Right? It's working whichever way works. Basically, it's working. What were the two big kashas? Was that there's two different kinds of tanai, and your mechanism works for one of them, not for the other. So the answer is, okay, so you have two mechanisms, whatever works for each type. Maybe case whatever works for each type. But what I'm saying is that's going to sound crazy to you. Oh, it's very convenient. Two mechanisms, whatever works for each type. And I'm saying that's not crazy, because neither mechanism are really what someone meant in the first place. I guess just made in on a basis of bilos and bilos and us. Right? Not everyone's a walking man. Even if they shouldn't, of course, they don't. And somehow we know that means Kiddushe Bia. But it's not because he was thinking Kiddushe Bia explicitly in his mind. No, he means I want Ishus, and that's constructed to make Kiddushe Bia. So if we construct his desire for Ishus Kiddushe Bia, why can't we construct his desire for Ishus as either Kiddushe Bia or Bitlaget, depending on which works in the circumstance? That's what I think that might be Pshat of Rama.
What if someone comes and says, I meant it as nus?
The question
is whether you're going to have.
The question is whether you're
going to have. He's explicit or.
Right. The question whether you'd be mad about it would be an interesting question. Just getting things that maybe sometimes wouldn't.
Our Neman.
It's all good.
Right. So, Yesh Lain. Okay, we'll leave that as a Yesh Lain.
Higher level, how those two Gemara's in together. Our one which says, well, we don't know if it's a mitzvah condition, and the one says people never do it if it's a mitzvah.
The Gemara says that. And the Gemara says that. Okay, let us just move on from the Rambam and start discussing our Gemara, at least get into a little. We have 5 minutes. The Gemara, Amud Beis, Tanur Rabbanan. The question is Yakti Mobach Beila. Right? If the Edom saw that there was Kifan in the dark, they went to a dark place together. They went under the bed and literally just slept together. we don't know what they did or didn't do. And kosher is not last bit of refer. Even if we see yichud, we don't assume there was biyah. Says this bright. And we're kosher for zinos, but not for kedushin, which is a little weird. The Gemara is going to say, because if we don't think there was biyah, then what do you mean if it was nos or kedushin? It wasn't even biyah. Rav Yosef Yehuda, we're af kosher for kedushin. No, we're kosher kedushin. My Kamar, what is the Mishnah? What does this price mean? After all, if we don't think they did Tavar Acher, we don't think it was Tashmish, then why are we discussing whether Tashmish was Nusr Kedushin? So, Amr, Nachman, Rav, Wahak, and Amr, Ursh, and Nivala, Choshim, Shim, Kedushin. Nazan, like Safim, Choshim, Shim, Zos, it's Nos, Darmin, Vesnana, Nazan, La, ain't Choshim, Shim, Kedushin. Because we heard a Rapazu, Choshim, Shim, Kedushin. He says basically what's the Reisha and Seifa are different. The Reisha is that we saw Yichud. If we saw Yichud, we're not kosher for Bia. The Seifa of the Brisa where we saw Bia. If we saw Bia, what do we do? So we saw Bia, we're kosher for Kedusha Bia. But if we saw Bia and he gave her money, then we're kosher for Znos, because why would he pay her if it wasn't prostitution? And Rios Rios said that even if he gave her money, maybe it's just a present, and we're kosher for Kedusha Bia. The man Azal Hadam Rav Rakhana Rav Yochad of Achlok Shur Uv Shenival of Alor Uv Shenival of Dibir Kol Ein Tzrif Amen of Get Sheini. Kaman Kedibir Kol. When Rabbi Yochanan says later on in the Mishnah of the Pundiki that the Machlokes of Yisrael Mishnah is when we see Bia, but if we only see Yichud, then we're not kosher at all. If we only see Yichud, then we're not kosher for Bia. Who does that match? That matches everyone in the Brisa, because according to this Pshat in the Brisa, everyone agrees if you just see Yichud, we're not kosher for Bia. They all argue what the Bia means. And then there would both be like BCLL, the Stam Bia's Kedushin. They're talking about something not found in the Mishnah Pundiki. What about a Bia plus paying money? Do we assume that proves the prostitution? Well, that doesn't prove anything. But the Gemara says, Mask Vla Abaye, Medik Sofim Gatani, money in the Brisa. Elo, Rabbi Hakam, Rush Nivala, Koshim Shim Zos, and Koshim Kedushin. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Omer Af Koshim Shim. Mishum Kiddushin, right? Basically, if we just see Yichud, we don't assume anything happens. What if we see Stam Bia? Halakam says, we're Koshish for Znus, but not for Kiddushin. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no, we're Koshish for Kiddushin. Kaman Azal Hadar, Rechana Rabbi Yochanan, Machlok, Shur, Shinibel, Lover, Shinibel, Derekul, and Tzrich, Amen, and Get, Shemi. Kaman, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. What does it say? In the Mishnah later on, says Rabbi Yochanan, that if there's yichud, everyone agrees we're not kosher for anything. And not that people should do yichud and violate the zero of the nine, but we're not kosher. But where there's smoke, there's not necessarily fire. But if there's bia, they simply kosher for kedushin. According to this, yichud, we're not kosher for anything. But since we know b'shami makom b'selo b'mishnah, everyone has followed b'selo. By the time we're doing the tanakam, you can't disagree with b'selo. So what do we see? Yichud, we're not kosher. Bia, we're kosher for kedushin. That would only fit Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is kosher for Kedushin. Not the Tanakam is not kosher for Kedushin. The Tanakam can't be like Rishai. That's ridiculous. Maskif la Rava imke my af. Then what's the af kosher Mishim Kedushin? Just he says not kosher for Kedushin. He says yes, kosher for Kedushin. Elam Rava hakyam Rabbi Yosef Yehuda amar af lover uashin nevela kosher Mishim Kedushin. Come on, azla hada amar Rava rachan amar Yochan amar chlok shuushin nevela lover uashin nevela rekolin shuushin nevela get. Come on, zaloka chad. Says Rava, the Tanakama holds that if we just see Yifud, we don't worry. And even if we just see Bia, we only worry about Zadus, not Kedushin. Okay, never just Kedushin. What did the Rios mean? He said, even just Yifud is just Kedushin. Which is, no one holds. Yifud is not just Kedushin, but Bia there is. But according to the Yifud, they still hold. Yifud no just Kedushin, Bia there is. That's like known in this verse. Okay, which is okay, because we're only asking Yisrael Yochanan. Otherwise, we're interpreting the Mishnah later on. Okay, that is just Pashut Shot in.
Wait, whoa.
What did I write here? Oh no, terrible sin. What did I write here?
Rabban Savar. The gam tnai v'im yechal miyad lemafreya.
Okay, this is just pshat in the Gemara. We'll just chazer pshat in the Gemara.
terrible sin almost happened there.
Almost.
I lose the
Shemayim.
The grace of the border prematurely. If we say, basically, here it is. Hanakama. Kifad. Kia. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda. Kifad. Kia. One of the different shitas. Who was first? Was Rabbi Nachman first? Who was first? Rabbi Nachman?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Says Rabbi Nachman. Everyone agrees, Yikud, there's no chash. The Machlokas is only in Bia. Tanakama says, no, sorry. Tanakama says, there is a chash. But if he paid her, there's no chash, right? And Rabbi Yosef says there's a chash, even if he paid her. It's Jewish, but that's what I mean. Tough tradition. Says Abaye, no suffer in Akatani. There's no shash. There's no shash. They're arguing about a Stam case. Tanakama says there's no shash. There's no shash. There's no shash tradition. And Real Tribune says there is no shash tradition. Says Rabba, no, then he doesn't understand the app. What's the app? What's even? You're just saying one thing. So rather, Tanakama says no shash tradition in Yifa and no shash tradition. Even if it be up, let's by shash and shash. Okay. And what does this Hillel look for Rabbi Yochanan hold? Lifti Rabbi Yochanan on the Mishnah later on, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai holds no shash of the Yifah and no shash of Yisidi up. They sell holes, there's no shash in Yibud, but there is a shash if there's Biyah. Okay, who matches Rav Yochanan? I mean, who matches? They sell a leave to Rav Yochanan? Yibud, no shash. So, according to Rav Nachman, everyone. They lower your tzok. According to Abaye, only Rav Yosef Yehuda, and according to Rava, no one, which we get the shakim target in the bar. Okay, what are the Rishonim worried about here? The Rishonim here are worried about a technical one, which is what's Choshen L'Gnos, right? Choshen L'Gnos in Choshen L'Kedushin. I understand what it means not to be Choshen L'Kedushin, that's why I hold up no shah here. What do you mean to be Choshen L'Gnos? There's no shah. Like, Kedushin means you need to get that shah, follow the Koma. L'Gnos is only a Lachin Kula, right? Choshen L'Gnos, meaning we saw Bia. Choshen L'Gnos. I don't know whether they did a nice thing or not, whether they're giving a Makriona, whether they're very, whether they're a tiny Kedushin team. We're talking about whether there's Halach Nafmina. There's Halach Nafmina Kedushin or Koshit or not. There's no Halach Nafmina, there's Nus. If a man and a woman did Nus, then man and woman got divorced. Mm-hmm. And then they slept together. There's Nus. Mm-hmm. What's the Chash? There's no Halach Chash that comes out of it. And therefore, what is Rashi saying? Well, we have to stop. Rashi says, Lav Davka, Choshen Misham Znus, Lav Davka. It doesn't mean a Chash of Znus. There's no halach in Korban that comes out of Znus. It's only halach in Kula. It's just because we said Choshen with Kedushin, it has to be parallel, we said Choshen with Znus. And then the deal in the Rishonim here will be, can you take Choshen with Znus literally? But we'll have to pick up with that and continue the Gemara, Mirza Shem, next time.